time, Lord, to listen. I can pour out my heart, secrets, and you'll keep them safe. You always wait on me to talk to me.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I told myself on yesterday that I wasn't going to preach hard today. I wasn't going to preach long today. But I do want to do some teaching today. Now, one of those things that I say I wasn't going to do, I may be able to own up to it. And that's the one about preaching hard.
Okay, yes, sir.
I can't tell you how long I'm going to be.
Oh, man.
I want to talk. I put up there Luke chapter 6. I want to read verses 27 through 35. I'm going to have to switch eyeglasses so that I could see. Look at what the Word of God says. I wasn't sure that this was the right message until I sat down a couple of seconds ago and looked at the front of this program.
Yes, sir.
I knew what the Lord put on my heart, but I did not know that it was the right thing because I was waiting. Preachers wait for signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are certain things that come up in the congregation that tell the preacher what he's getting ready to talk about is right on. And two things happened today. Something happened earlier, and then when I read the front of this program, it's let me know that I'm about to hit the thing, the right thing.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But I say unto you which hear. How many people in here can hear today? Love your, back that back. I don't want you to go fast. I said I may not preach hard, but I'm going to be long. Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Now. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth you on the cheek, offer also the other. And him that takes away your cloak. We're gonna give you an explanation on all that. Take away thy cloak. Forbid not to take your coat also. Next verse. Give to every man that asks of thee, and of him that takes away thy good, ask not again. Oh boy. And as ye would that men should do unto you. This is the golden rule, y'all. Do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you. Look at what the word is saying. If you love them which love you, what thanks have ye? For the sinner also love those that love them. Come on, keep on turning. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have you? For sinners also do even the same. All right, come on. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Oh boy. Back, let's say it again. But love your enemies and do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. You may be seated. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
you are compelled
to love me. Can I just teach for a little while? Our text finds us today at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Look what he's done. If you go back and read that whole sixth chapter, he had already selected his inner circle of men. He calls them disciples, apostles, praise God. And he showed them something. He showed them that he knew something about fishing, praise God. He had went about healing
He didn't care what the sickness was, but he went about healing. And guess what? He didn't care what day it was.
Amen, Pastor.
Some of you Bible readers are going to catch that on the way out. He was criticized by the religious leaders for his teaching and his healing, especially the healings he did on the Sabbath day. But in the midst of all of the criticisms, he finally gets together with this inner circle of men. I'm talking about his disciples. Praise God. And he began to teach them some new principles of life. Praise God. He basically says, despite what people do to you, as a believer, you are to love them. And in so doing, Jesus sets the bar, if you will, for a storm-proof life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you want to have a storm-proof life, show some love. You see, the only life that will stand the storm of life is one that is based on love. This is the insight given to us by Jesus himself. Jesus faced many storms when he's upon this earth, and he overcame every storm, praise God, by the love that he had and that he showed for mankind. And you and I have faced some storm. Let me see the hands of somebody here that have not, that's over 12, that have faced a storm in their life. And if you have not faced a storm in your life, I got one message for you. Keep on getting up in the morning, because there's a storm waiting for you. But Jesus is declaring today that by our love, we can have a storm-proof life. That's what he's declaring in his word. I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna try to make it a little bit plainer for us. You see, I have faced some storms in my life. Praise God. And some of you all have faced some storms. In fact, some of y'all are going through some storms right now. Somebody say, how in the world you know that, Pastor? I know. I didn't just fall off the cabbage patch. Praise God. Some of us are going through some storms in our life right now. We may be quiet about it. We may be open about it. But we are facing some storms in our life. When I look at this nation of ours, our nation is facing some storms. That's why I prayed the prayer that I pray. I said, I believe that if our leaders would just stand up and acknowledge God, man, things I believe would be better for us. You see, our text, verse 27 and verse 35, Jesus repeats the same thing. He said, love your enemies. And I always say that if he puts something that close together twice, it must be important. Has to be important. Has to be important. I always pick on some of these young folks. It has to be. Rashida Jones, it has to be important
if he took the time to say it twice. Because back in those days, I know that those folks thought he had done flipped the lid. How do I know that they thought he flipped the lid? Because some of y'all thinking that I have flipped the lid by saying what I just said. You know why? Because human tendency is not to love that enemy. Human tendency is for us to get even. You do me something, I'm going to do you something back. That's the natural tendency for us to get even. And that goes, and what Jesus says in his word goes against the grain. Goes against the natural man. Goes against what we have been taught. Because, you know, back in those days, those folks were taught some of the things that some of us believe today. An eye for an eye.
That's right.
Tooth for a tooth. Some of us today, we have taken it even a step further. You kill my cat, I'm going to kill your dog and your hog. Jesus here is talking about love. He's talking about that agape love. He's talking about that God kind of love. You see, many of us don't think that we have any enemies. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Some of us don't think that we got any enemies. I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but praise God. But I'm here to tell you that the world has not changed. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Some of us don't think that we got any enemies. I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but praise God. But I'm here to tell you that the world has not changed. This is still the kind of world in which even the most virtuous person have enemies. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know why I don't talk to people much about politics? People may become our enemies because of political differences, educational differences, economical differences, moral differences. Who you think you are? You think you better than somebody else? And even religious differences. And guess what? Enemies are not always those who are out. What I mean by that, we have some of these enemies that might be right there in our own family. Some of those enemies would be those enemies that's right there on our job. Smile in your face, the backstabbers. Y'all remember that song? Some could be even right in the church. Oh, yeah, I'm going to teach today, y'all. There'll be nobody in here shout today but me. But regardless of who and where our enemies are, Jesus tells us to love them. Boy, isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? Let me just give you three things real quick when he talked about what Jesus did when he talked about this one little word.
four-letter word. Four letters, that's all. L-O-V-E. First thing he does, God tells us in this text the object of our love. Now everybody know what an object is. It's just a thing. It could be a person. And in that text, tells us the object of our love. In other words, where should your love be focused? Who shall it be? What shall it be focused on? And he tells us in the text. Where should it be focused? Come on. He said in verse 30, 25, 27 and 25, he says that what? Love your enemies. And he's got it plural. To let you know it's not just going to be one. Because you know back in those days, you know what those folks thought? You know who the Israelites thought were their enemies? They thought the Romans were their enemies. Romans had captured Israel and done everything to them. And guess what? They thought that that Jesus was talking about the Romans. No. Let me make it plain to us. But praise God, he's talking about that enemy, somebody who may do some things to you, say some things about you. Praise God. And he's telling us that we are to love them. But I say unto you which hear. That's why I had to ask you, can you hear today? Praise God. I'm glad they got this mic up loud so we can hear. Praise God. He said, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. You see, the word hate describes the enemy's basic attitude towards you and I. An enemy is somebody that's out to hurt you. And I always ask the question, isn't it amazing how we try to do some great things for folk and they turn around . How many of you all have gone out of your way to help somebody and they take exactly what you're trying to do to extend the olive branch? Praise God, to turn that thing into. Oh, yeah, I'm going to preach today. But instead of hating them back, Jesus tells us to love them. We are to respect and honor all men. I want you to put up there the Apostle Peter's writing at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Peter gives us four things that we ought to do. 1 Peter, amen, 2:17. What does it say? I can tell you what it says, but I want them to see it. I don't want them to think that it's in my Bible. Praise God. Look what he says. He says, honor all men, period. Love the brotherhood, period. Fear God and do what? Honor the king. He's telling us that we have to love, praise God. You see, every human being has something that is commendable, even if it's nothing more than the fact that he or she is a fellow human being with a soul to be reached for God. So we are to love those who hate us. Now I know that loving one's enemy is against our nature. I know that. I know that because when somebody does something wrong to you, it hurts. But if you want to have a storm-filled, a storm-proof life, praise God, you're going to have to love that person. I would never stand in this pulpit and tell you to love what somebody do. Not no day. But you got to love that person. You know why? Because if I tell you to love that person, that's not two people that's being condemned. Somebody going to catch that going home. Somebody going to catch that going home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see,
not only did Jesus tell them to do good. Oh, I got ahead of myself. Let me go back. Let me back up. So we are to love those who hate us. Now, and I said, I don't know that. You see, to hate, to strike back, and to wish hurt, but we are compelled to love. You see, not only did Jesus tell us to do good to them which hate you, look what he says in verse 28. He says, bless them that curse you. Oh, Lord. You know, I was putting this thing together. I took myself, I said, boy, there's a difference between cuss and curse. Because we got a lot of folk that can cuss you out. Oh, yeah. If you're part of that branch of service that's called a Navy, just disregard what I'm getting ready to say. They can cuss like a sailor. That's just a saying that we have. So I don't know what y'all did out on those ships. But you see, when you talk about that word curse means to call doom down on the head of a person. Wow. Oh, Lord. It is the verbal attempt to do a person harm. So what Jesus is telling us, he's telling us as believers that when someone curses us, that we are to bless the curser and not curse back. Oh, boy. Man, there's going to be some folk when they walk out here today, they're going to say, man, that pastor done gone crazy. Got to be. You see, we are to speak softly and to use kind and reconciling words when we are dealing with folk. Look what Paul writes when he wrote to the church at Rome. Put Romans chapter 12, verse 14 up there. Look what he said. He said, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Finally, Jesus talks about the object of our love when we see at verse 28, he said, and pray for them which despitefully use us. You see, when someone despitefully uses us, praise God, it is someone who mistreats us despite what we do for them or try to do for them. And let me tell you something. That could happen in our family. That could happen on our jobs. And that could happen right here in the church. Praise God. Praise God. Have you ever seen or experienced a person that you have done your very best to help and that person mistreat you? If you have ever been in that predicament, raise your hand. It's a hard predicament to be in. It's a hard predicament to go back and try to forgive them. But you know what the Bible tells us? If we are believers, we have to. We have to. Oh, I'm going to go on. I tell y'all, I don't plan on being here in about two more hours. Praise God. You see, we are to pray that God forgive them. We are to pray for the peace between us and them, and we pray, praise God, for their salvation and correction. When Jesus was on the cross, praise God, Luke 23, verse 34, said, Father, forgive them.